Great man's on the line. Sorb, good morning.
Morning, Ray. Morning, Bulldog. Wow, what a crazy round three thus far, and we're not finished.
Yeah, well, what did you make, firstly, of the Tigers last night? And indeed, the Bulldogs. I said earlier to Dino that their fans of both clubs have been going through some hard times for a while, Sorb. But yesterday, the Dogs 32-0 against the Titans, and the Tigers last night at a packed Leichhardt 32-6 against the Sharks.
Yeah, both great wins for both those clubs under a lot of pressure to perform this year. And congratulations to both of them. They played outstanding football. I thought last night, the Tigers 32, the Sharks 6. Sharks unbeaten up until last night. I thought Appy Coruscant last night, a perfect 10 from him. I'd be very surprised if he doesn't take out almost entire points in the Dally M's for last night. He was unbelievable. The best game I've seen him play in many years. He inspired the Tigers. He wasn't well. We could see him actually being sick on the field at a jam-packed Leichhardt Oval. I think the minority of people that want to see the end of Leichhardt Oval, I think, really should be hiding their heads under the doona today. Absolute fantastic atmosphere. Lots of children there, a great atmosphere. Sure, it's a terrible ground in many ways, but it has something. And, gee, I hope that it's developed and not just wiped out. Great, great win for the West Tigers. I thought Lockie Galvin was outstanding. I thought the veteran halfback Aiden Caesar, and I've been critical of him, but I've got to give him kudos last night. He was outstanding. His kicking game was good. He was calm under pressure. He enabled Galvin to play his own game. I thought Justin Olam, debut try, he was outstanding. So was Jerome Buller. Good win. Congratulations to Benji Marshall, his first win as head coach. And it was a good one over at the
Bulldogs. But I'll just jump in there before you move away from Leichhardt. I thoroughly agree with you. I think, yes, the game has evolved, and yes, we do want to play at big stadiums now where there's facilities and good seats and toilet amenities. However, I just don't think as a game we can just cut off ties with such a famous old ground. We might not want to play there every second week, Zorba, but a couple of times a year I think we have to maintain our historic link to the past.
It's interesting, Bulldog, but the Tigers don't get anywhere near that sort of crowd and that sort of atmosphere when they play at Campbelltown. They don't get it when they play in the big stadiums. They're at the moment rebuilding that club. And something like last night will go a long way towards doing that. 32-6. The Sharks must be shaking their head wondering what happened last night. They led 6-0, but they were never in it. And then earlier in the day at Belmore, Des Hasler has gone to a combined 60 against four forward in two games. 28-4 losses to George Illawarra round one at home, the bye, and then a 32-0 flogging at his former home. He used to go to work there every day. Des Hasler at Belmore, and that was a horror homecoming to him. He, speaking to him during the week, he's got some issues around his halfback there in at the Titans, getting a half and 5-8 combination going. They bombed the try early. Kieran Foran bombed the try. He never would bomb. And they were just never in it. I thought Kickow, Marnie, after a poor start to his career at the Bulldogs, I thought he was really good yesterday afternoon. And Blake Tafe, their bye from South Sydney, after several poor performances from him, I thought he was good again. But Kickow was outstanding in that win. They've got some injury problems. The Titans, they've got another injury problem to their captain last night. So they're in terrible trouble, and going to be interesting to see where they go from here.
Yeah. Hey, Sorb, if I could read out two texts to you. Hey, Sorb, very disappointed with the Dragons. How do you cough up an 18-4 lead and still get thumped? Flano seriously needs to make changes. Blood some young guys. Totally unacceptable in the NRL. Great game from Zach Lomax, though. That was from Jesse at Albion Park. And Stu also says, Sorb, morning, gents. What about the rest of rugby league? It's flying at the moment. The crowds are pumping. but Kogra Oval looked so sad and dismal yesterday with the Dragons' low footy matching the crowd.
Well, they started so well, and then they bombed four tries in the game. I mean, their start was great. They look to be in outstanding form, or worrying signs today, where their captain Ben Hunt says that the team just took no notice of him on the field. That is a damning indictment on those St George Illawarra players.
It was 18-4, Zorba. They led 18-4, and then I think you'll find the Cowboys scored 42 unanswered points. That is genuinely unacceptable in this day.
Yeah, I will never say a side puts up the white flag, but they've got to be better than that. That was awful. And like, they've got some good players. I don't know what Lomax is complaining, and I said it last week. I thought he was one of their best last night, even though he bombed a try as well. But they're just not going anywhere at the moment, and worrying signs for their coach, Shane Flanagan. It won't take long for the pressure to mount on him as well. I've got to say this about the Cowboys. They are by far and away the side in the competition, the best side in the competition that has handled the new rules with dropouts and kickoffs. And they are so good in the air. They obviously practice it endlessly, but they are the best side in the air, and they're always a danger in the air, chasing high kicks for tries, chasing dropouts to regain possession, chasing kickoffs from the halfway mark. They are by far and away the best side. Congratulations to them. They're certainly going places at the moment. And that clash with the Broncos next Friday night at Suncorp will be a vital game in where they're going this year and where the last year's grand finalists are going. They're battered with injuries. They're one from three starts. If they go one from four, then that will be a horror start for the Broncos. And I really can't see them beating the Cowboys in the form the Cowboys are in.
A lot of head clashes, Zorba. A lot of claret being spilt this round. But they all seem to be fairly accidental, I guess you could say.
Well, I sit there and watch these incidences. And I say, well, that's unfortunate. We are in a collision game. And heads come together several times in a game, each and every game. And more than not, they're accidental. They're just part of the game. Now, the Taylor and May Reece Walsh head clash on Friday night caused a lot of discussion, mostly from a Broncos perspective. Now, Walsh is a great young player. He's a superstar of the competition. He draws people through, particularly young people. He's a great young player. Now, he's out of action for up to 6 weeks. And simply the path one walks in a collision sport. It's a body blow to the Broncos on top of the knee injury to Payne Hash, and they've got to overcome that. But those who have called for a charge to be laid against May are, in my opinion, completely wrong. Accidents happen in the game, and that was one. And I don't think that the cries for some action to be taken against May, I'm glad that it fell on deaf ears, because that's where it should have ended up.
Fair enough. Back to Friday night, Zorb. Roosters 48, Rabbitohs 6. Were the Roosters that good or the Rabbitohs that bad?
Oh, I think the Roosters were awesome, but I haven't liked what I've seen for South Sydney for some time now. Now, it's a carryover from the end of last season where they lost so many games, and their record, when you put it up at the moment, is poor over their last 16, 18 games. Now, there's a lot of coaches under threat, but Jason Demetrio at South Sydney, he's in boiling water at the moment after an 0-3 start. I know he's got a new contract just tucked away from the end of last season, or just prior to the end of last season, but a 48-6 humiliation on Friday night from a brilliant Roosters side, well led by their fullback and captain, James Tedesco. I mean, Demetrio's axing of their half lock on Ilias, and then the benching of the gun hooker Damien Cook, both failed badly against the James Tedesco inspired Roosters. South have massive issues, and maybe it's time for the owner, Russell Crowe, to intervene. His silence has been deafening in recent times. Souths are a frustrated club at present. They play the Bulldogs, Warriors and Sharks in the next three games. Now, they're three games that at the start of the season you would kick off as wins for South Sydney, but pressure is on now, and if they lose the three of them or any of the three, I think the pressure... they're even talking that the coach could go after the next 3 weeks is decided. I don't think that'll happen. I don't know who they're going to replace him with. There's a lot of talk about Sam Burgess, but Burgess is in the middle of his first season, or not even in the middle of his first term at Warrington. He's enjoying it. They're leading the Super League. He will come back under his own terms, and his own terms wouldn't be now. He's got a bit of learning to do over there. He's enjoying it. He can walk down the street and not be terrorised like he is, well, not terrorised, but stopped by so many fans over in England. He's a popular figure there, but it's a lot calmer situation for him, and he's enjoying it.
I think we should just keep our powder dry for a little bit around South Zorba. I mean, yes, clearly things are going poorly, and the result on Friday night was totally unacceptable. But we're still only 240 minutes into a long, grueling 30-week season. So it's I'm not sticking up for him, Zorba. I'm just saying maybe we should just hit the pause button for now and let's reevaluate Jason Demetriou after 6, 8, 10 rounds.
Well, you can. I'm not going to. I thought the decision to act a terrific hooker, one of their gun players, for a player that's been to several clubs, who is in the terms of a dummy half, a slug. He's so slow to get to the dummy half position that he is prone to throw forward passes because he doesn't have time to think, because he's late getting to the play the ball. Fast play the balls have been a highlight of the way South Sydney played football in the last couple of years, and Damien Cook has been the architect of that. To put a slow... very slow, average first grade player in the position of one of your best players, I think, is an insult to Damien Cook, an insult to a guy that gives his every game. And I didn't think that that young Hawkins showed anything that Ilias hasn't showed. And he's been in the New South Wales Cup for a long time, cooling his heels. Yes, he's won awards there, but the step up from New South Wales Cup to the NRL is huge. And I think any coach worth his salt is wary of that. I don't want to go overboard on Demetriou. I don't know him, but I'm just judging him on what I'm seeing. And I thought those two decisions were poor. And the rumours about some players getting an easy passage there will never go away.
Fair enough, Azorb. Two games to complete this weekend's round. A cracker at 4 p.m. at CommBank. Parramatta versus Manly, then Newcastle take on Melbourne. Parramatta $1.80 head to head against Manly $2 at the line, $1.50 $1.90. How do you see that game, Zorb?
I see Manly winning. I think their form's outstanding. I think the way they shift the ball is a breath of fresh air. I think they'll beat mostly their old side, because Parramatta have got five ex-Manly players. Clinton Gustafson and Joey Lussick, the two former local juniors, are in their side. Sean Lane, Morgan Harper, Kel Mataulagi. Manly versus Manly at Parramatta today. Manly from the Northern Beaches to beat the Duck Creek Parramatta.
Duck Creek.
Well, you're going out, so we'll be there.
I can't get a ticket, right? So yeah, I'll have to watch it.
Fair enough. Newcastle versus Melbourne. This will be a good game. Newcastle $1.77 head-to-head. Melbourne $2.05 at the head-to-head. Lines 1.5. $1.95 Melbourne at the line, 1.5 start.
Yeah, I'm not going to tip against the Storm. They've started the season really well. I think they'll pip a Newcastle side that have been below form, and they need to get back to form, and they need Ponga to ignite that, but should be good. Should be a good game, both of them. I'm looking forward to next week. Roosters Panthers on Thursday night will be a beauty. And then you've got South and the Bulldogs, Broncos and Cowboys. Very, very good games to start off the round next week. Ray, you won't be going to Penrith Stadium for a while. Would you believe that Penrith will not be, and we're we haven't played round four yet. Penrith won't be at home again until they play the Bulldogs in round 10.
Yeah,
Friday, May the 10th. They're away to the Roosters, away to Manly, bye. Play West Tigers, a home game in Bathurst, away to the Cowboys, away to South. So you won't be putting your backside on on your seat at Penrith for a while.
Exactly, and it'll be the last year for, as Dino said, probably until the end of 2026.
26,
so,
correct.
So definitely I'll try and get there a couple of times. Sorry, Dino.
Zorba, just before we let you go, Stu texts in, gee, I would hate to hear Zorba when he does go overboard on somebody. He didn't miss Demetrio. There you go, Zorb.
Well, Greek versus Greek, I can do that.
Hey, good on you, Zorb. Enjoy your day's game, mate.
Thanks, King.
And we'll talk next Sunday.
Good on you, boys.